Good morning, listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Harr. This morning we're talking to Al Smith, who is camping out on the roof of his store outside of Cincinnati, Ohio, in Fairfield, Ohio. Al, how you doing?
I'm hanging in there today, buddy.
Yeah, how many days you been up on the roof?
9 days.
9 days, okay. And you got a, I guess you've got a tent up there, and you're just sleeping out in the stars, is that right?
Yeah, pretty much so. I got a good-sized tent, got tarp down for protection in the rain. We had a bad storm last night. And got a porta let up here.
Yeah.
Cooler. I've got electricity. I've got a gas grill. Everything I need up here on the roof, about 45 feet high in the air.
All right. And the reason you're up there is because you're actually protesting. You've gotten some pretty good coverage. You're actually covered in the Chattanooga newspaper today, and I see you've been covered on USA Today. But you're up there protesting that the Fifth Third Bank had said they were going to give you some money. I guess you were asking for six figures, and then they denied the loan. So you're kind of it's a protest, aren't you?
Well, yes, definitely. And quite frankly, there's definitely a couple reasons why I am up here, and that is one of them. I was approved for a loan, a six-digit loan. It was out plain as day in black and white on paper where I was approved. They had dragged the loan on and dragged the loan on as far as the closing on it. And I had stuck with this bank because I have done a lot of business with this bank over the years.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I could have shopped banks and got the money somewhere else, but then, I was pretty faithful with them. And they dragged it on, and then after that, I guess their bank wasn't doing too well at that point, and they were not doing any loans. And so after being approved, it really got me in a bad position after dragging out about 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
So that did definitely put me in a bad position. My company got me behind on my creditors, carpet mills, distributors, and a lot of people. So, I've had a lot of people in here in the Cincinnati area, friends of mine, that have had problems with the same bank. And also, they have lost their homes, their businesses.
Yeah.
So, you know, they have got our bailout money, taxpayers' bailout money, and they're not helping the small business people out as much as they should.
Let me get a quick background. The name of your, I guess you have, what, two or three stores, and the name of it is Dalton Georgia Carpet Store, is that right?
Right, I have six of them. The Dalton Georgia Carpet Outlets is the name of them. I had six of them.
Okay.
And, They were stocking stores, lots of inventory,
uh-huh.
About 10,000 to 15,000 square foot stores.
Have you had to close some of them during this economic dip?
Yeah, sure. So we closed four of the stores. We have two stores left open.
Okay.
So it's kind of a protest thing. It's been a campaign with a lot of support, actually, from all the people all across the United States. There's no doubt about it.
Uh-huh. Has this been good for business since you've been up there?
Business has definitely been better. There's definitely showing some better numbers, get a lot more traffic. But let me say one thing. I'm not just here because of our and Dalton Georgia Carpet Outlets. I'm also up here, like I says, for all the small business people that need some type of help and assistance. And I have been helping them and guiding them towards financial institutions that have came forward to help them also. So I'm not just here for Al Smith and Dalton Georgia Carpet Outlets. I'm definitely here for the American people so we can all get back on our feet and get it the way it used to be as far as in the United States of America.
Well, I think you've invited President Obama to come have a beer with you up on the roof, haven't you?
I sure did. Mm-hmm. I'm still waiting on him. There has been media contacting him. There's no doubt about it, and we're trying to get him here up on the roof, sit down and have him there with me, so, like I said, we can talk to him a little bit, and that's exactly what we're trying to do.
Okay, well, let me, a couple other little questions. What is going to bring you down? I mean, how long do you plan to stay up there?
Well, I'm going to stay up here as long as it takes. There's no doubt about it. I've got an office up here,
mm-hmm.
also, in another tent, so, you know, I've got everything I need to survive. Of course, I do miss my dear wife and my family. There's no doubt about it, but they have been very supportive of what I'm doing. Like I said, it's just not about Al Smith and Dalton Georgia Carpet. It's about all the small business people that definitely need help.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the carpet industry and the flooring industry, a lot of these mills, like I said, I understand that they are definitely feeling the effect of the economy also. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, I have had 10 years of great business, of paying all of these Clement Mills and distributors on time, taking discounts, paying early. I was definitely a super great customer to all these mills, and I think they need to take the past history of people like me who did big volume and paid excellent for years, and they need to stick with us so we can definitely keep people going rather than having them on credit hold all the time. They should be shipping them carpet, giving them inventory. That way, we're going to sell it because we're known. Guys like my company are branded. We are known. We're going to sell the carpet. That's how they're going to get their money back, and that's how they're going to keep their guys working and their trucks on the road.
Yeah.
But if they got everybody on credit hold, they're going to be laying people off constantly.
Yeah. So is that the case you're in right now? Some of the bigger mills have got you on credit hold because you're a little bit.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Most of them. Uh-huh. Once your cash flow starts getting a little bit tougher, you get a little bit late, they put you on credit hold. But you know they should take your past history, 10 years like myself and a lot of people out there, and they need to gamble with guys like us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they're going to get that, and that is definitely how they are going to make their comeback and not have to lay off so many workers also and keep their trucks on the road, because guys like us are going to sell the carpet, and that's how they're going to get paid.
Well, and you've done what, I mean, you've tightened your belt. You've gone from, what did you say, 6 stores to 2 stores, and I mean, you've done the right things to show that, you know, in an economic recession, you have to tighten your belt. I guess, are your installer crews going out every day, and you've got business out of these 2 stores that are open?
Sure. We're getting business out of these 2 stores.
Yeah.
You know, it's definitely, the economy is definitely not back like it used to be.
Uh-huh.
The numbers are definitely not like it used to be. Very optimistic that, you know, business will come back. We're all working hard and doing the best we can, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Are you having employee meetings up there on the roof?
I've had employee meetings up here on the roof. Yes, I have. A lot of support from my employees. They have dedicated people. I've had to lay off a lot of people that have been with me for years.
Uh-huh.
It's a hard thing to do, but like I said, so we are all still working hard, doing the best we can, that's for sure.
Okay. And I'm just looking at some of the background on this. You're 45 years old, and you said you are married. Is your wife coming up there to see you every now and then, or is she just waving from the parking lot?
No. She does come up here and see me, that's for sure.
Uh-huh.
You know, she stops in here about every other day. That's what she does.
Uh-huh.
And my family does, too. They'll stop in and come up and visit me for a little bit, too.
This is a radio show, so we can't see what's going on. Can the people that pass by on Dixie Highway, can they see you up there on the roof?
Oh, sure. There's no doubt about it. There has been such support as far as the traffic and the people outside coming into my parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's been something that has just been, it gave me the courage to stay up here no matter what happens, only if I could just make some type of a difference in some of these people's lives, it's worth it, and I will stay up here until I can do this. I had a small daycare for handicapped children that pulled up in a bus, and the kids got out and sang a song about 30 kids. The owner said she's going to have to close her doors because she can't get a loan.
Mm-hmm.
So I am up here also for her, trying to get her some type of financial support also, so she can keep these doors open for the kids.
Yeah.
So I'm not just up here about Al Smith and Dahl Georgia Carpet Outlet. I'm up here to try and help some people so we can make a difference for them.
Well, I'm a small business owner, too, so I know it's tough right now. And I'm afraid that this health care program that some of these guys are trying to push in aren't going to help much. But
I'm with you there.
Yeah. So good luck to you. And you know, let me know if we can help in any way. I don't think I can get the president to come see you, but perhaps some of these mills, if you can prove that you've got the ability to pay them back, maybe they'll extend your credit a little bit. I don't know.
That's what they need to do. The ones with the best, with a good reputation, they need to give them away.
All right. We've been talking to Al Smith, who's at Dalton, Georgia Carpet Store. As he said, he's got 2 stores outside of Cincinnati. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.